Your chance to see Joyce live in San Antonio, Texas, October 29th through the 31st, and Houston, Texas, November 12th through the 14th. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying every day.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's something in you that won't give up, that won't roll over, that won't play dead. Enemy can get you in the corner, but he can't keep you there. He can get you down, but he can't keep you down. Come on, I say he get you down for a little while, but he can't keep you down. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Paul was one who boasted in God's view regardless of what his view or opinion was. This is an awesome principle. When we can lose sight of ourselves and rise up above our situation. Like yourself, I love the story of the three Hebrews. What a testament. In the face of, first of all, they were commanded to bow every time they heard the instruments and worship the golden image. Some, being wise, say, you know, I'll just bow and, you know, they won't know what I'm saying. I'll just bow and, you know, repent when I bow. You know, keep down the drama, you know. But they refused to bow. Come on, they were saved to the bone. They had it to the bone. They refused to bow. You got to understand something about these tyrants. They wouldn't throw you in prison. They had your head cut off. Now, word came to them, you know the story, that they wouldn't bow. There were three Hebrews wouldn't bow. He had them come to him, and he knew them. And so he tried to appease them a little bit, but they didn't even water down the testimony. They said, King, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We know that our God is able to deliver us. But they went a little further. They said, but, O King, if he don't choose to deliver us from this fire, he'll deliver us through this fire. But whatever he chooses, we ain't going to bow. Man, the king got irate. Can you imagine? Can you imagine his countenance changed? He had them heat up that furnace seven more times. He didn't realize that was a number of perfection. See, it wasn't hot enough for him yet. See, somebody wasn't out of their trial, but it ain't got hot enough yet. Bound them up. They had turbans on. They bound them up, bound their feet, opened up that furnace, and the ones that threw them in got burned alive. Burned them up. They went in, and while the king was watching from a distance, they fell on the floor and got up. Went to walking around. The bondages that they were bound with came off. They still had the turbans on. Amen. Clothes weren't burned. And the king saw the fourth man in there. The angel of the Lord that took the heat out the fire. Amen. How did all that come to pass? Because they decided. It didn't matter how they heated up that furnace. They were operating on the quantum level. They decided, we ain't going to bow. Come on, no matter how the lion roars, no matter what starts to go on, how the wind blows, when you decide, I'm adopting God's viewpoint on this. come hell or high water, no matter how long it takes, no matter what they say, no matter what I have to do, I'm going to stand on what God said. And guess what? All of heaven started to back you up. I guarantee you'll see change just like they saw change. Look at somebody, tell them there's something bigger than you at work. When the king brought them out of that fire, they didn't even smell like smoke. But the king made a new decree in all of his domain, all of his kingdom. He said there'll be no other God worshipped but the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because somebody decided. So see, when we adopt God's viewpoint, yes, you have to stand up against something. You're a trailblazer. You know, you're a pioneer. You're going somewhere nobody's been before. You're doing something nobody's done before. So you know you take a lot of flack. But when you decide, when you say to God, I do, God says, I do too. Remember, faith doesn't make it easy, makes it possible. That's why we have to be mature and not just be looking for comfort and ease. That'll come. But see, God is changing who you are. Look at somebody, tell them, God is changing me. Come on, you are becoming someone you've not been before. Amen. If you're walking in this grace, you are becoming someone different. And all the phases of it are not comfortable. But that don't mean that God's not with you. That don't mean that God's not with you because things get difficult. That's when he's the closest to you. Sometimes he's not talking, but he's right there. Sometimes you don't know how you're going to get through. You ain't hearing nothing. God's still right there, protecting you. He's dwelling in a secret place. Paul said it this way in Romans 5:3. He said, and not only so, but we also, or we glory, there's that word glory, we glory in tribulation. Now, glory has to do with God's viewpoint. Not just light and brightness and splendor. Glory has to do with God's viewpoint. He says, and not only so, but we glory, we keep God's viewpoint in tribulations also. When the lion starts roaring, when the devil gets busy, when things don't go our way, we yet glory. We keep God's viewpoint. Paul said it this way, I will keep joyfully boasting in my confident expectation of the view and opinion of God. His view is reality. Abraham began to understand that, and it says he became fully persuaded. They'd already messed up. But he began to realize, you know, God's got to do this thing. When you begin to realize that it's God that has to do it, you stop going out birthing Ishmaels. Ishmaels, you know, Ishmael trying to help God out. God waited, let me say it this way, until it was too late. He defied a natural order on purpose. Abraham 100, Sarah 90. What they gonna do? And Sarah never had a baby. She's barren all her life. She never bore a child. But God waited until she was 90. Past a normal or natural or woman to have a child. Way past that. And she had never had one anyway. Couldn't have. But the word says that there came a point in time that Abraham, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. It's when he started putting his faith in God's promise, in God's viewpoint, that they access the grace. At 90 and 100 years old, they access the grace to have a baby. Now think about it a moment. The baby that you're trying to birth, maybe not a natural baby, but the baby, the vision that you're trying to birth. When you get fully persuaded, when you're no longer asking questions, but you release your faith, your mind is made up, your focus is on that, you trust God with all your heart, that faith will access the grace. It'll have to manifest. It'll have to come to pass. Amen. It'll have to, because that's the glory is God's view or opinion or judgment, and that is reality. God said, at the appointed time, I will visit you. Tell somebody, God's got an appointment with you. God's got an appointment. Though the vision tarry, though it tarry, though it hadn't come to pass, though it seemed like nothing's happening, wait for it. I was talking to someone the other day, and the word came to me. It's on a clock that we have. It says, be still and know that I am God. You see, sometimes you're not accessing what's in your spirit because you're not still. You're just accessing what's going through your mind. But when you become still before God, when you go into your closet with God, when you go before God and you block out all this other stuff and you get still, now you start to hear deep calling unto deep. You start to hear on another level. You're not just hearing what's in your mind. You start to hear what's coming from your heart and out of your spirit. Be still. When you get still, then you will know. If you never get still, you just be assuming. But when you get still before God, and it don't mean that God gonna tell you exactly the time or the place or what. You just come out of your prayer closet knowing with an assurance that this is right. God is in control of this. He hadn't told me exact dates or anything, but this is right. I know this is God. How many know what I'm talking about here? Paul said he will boast in his confident expectation in God's view and his opinion, in his glory, his view of reality. Are your decisions based upon your perceptions of reality or on God's view of reality? Think about it a moment. Are your decisions based upon your view or opinion of reality? Well, you know, I'm on a fixed income. Is that what you're basing your reality on? Well, you know, I have this, that, I don't have enough for that, that. Is that what you're basing your reality on? Your perception? Or on God's view of reality? God's view of what reality is?
We are continuing in part 19 of Mega Grace, God's view of reality. The opportunities God opens to you will cause opposition. He is changing you. All the phases will not be comfortable, but you have what it takes to successfully go through this transformation. You won't access grace by standing in doubt and fear. Speak the word of God. Romans 10 and 10 states, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.